We're here on KSOM as we continue to look back at the high school softball season. We'll look back at the Tri-Center Trojans now and head coach Chad Thomas. And coach, didn't get the wins like you thought maybe would come this season, 7-21 overall. You had a decent start, but kind of about the same as what happened last year. Overall, your thoughts on your 2025 season?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly didn't win as many games as we wanted to or we thought we could. Some of that has to do certainly with the schedule we played. I mean, we played in the Western Iowa Conference. It's a gauntlet every night. And I think we ended up with remembering what the regional finals were. I think we played five teams that made it at least to the regional finals to go to state. So our schedule was difficult. But, yeah, I mean, I thought we made some really good improvements. We ended up having a much younger team than I thought we would have back in, you know, February or March. So we saw a lot of improvement, even though the wins and losses didn't show that.
Well, yeah, you only had three seniors on the team. Hayden Thomas was a second team All-State selection as a pitcher, which was a pretty good hitter as well. Evelyn Kilpak was a solid player for you. And Kaylin Harris saw some time in eight games. Obviously, she must have gotten injured. Your thoughts here on your graduating three seniors?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be big losses for us. Kaylin, like you mentioned, did end up breaking her finger about eight or nine games in. So she ended up missing the rest of the season, which didn't help our cause. You know, between Hayden and Avi, they really showed really good leadership because we ended up having, like I said before, a lot younger team than I thought we would have. They were willing to do whatever needed to be done. They all played multiple positions. Both Avi and Hayden did that throughout their 4 or 5 years career at Tri-Center. I think Hayden played every position at some point besides catcher. And I think Avi played every position at some point besides pitcher. So both of them are just – those are the type of girls that you want your younger girls to look up to and hopefully emulate and their hard work and their dedication to the team. And hopefully our younger girls learn from them. And going forward, they can kind of use what they learned and get better as time goes on.
Hayden, obviously a special player, and, of course, your daughter. What was that like, the experience coaching her?
Oh man, I loved it. I'm gonna miss it a lot. You know, I kind of had the unique experience with Hayden, Avi, and Kaylin. I coached them from T-ball all the way up through high school, so it's been a real unique experience for me, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. I don't know if they always have, but you know, those three are always really special to me, and you know, having Hayden be able to go through and enjoy softball and kind of share that experience with her. And it's something I'll always remember and always cherish and very thankful. It was something I was able to do.
Well, pitching wise, Hayden only started nine games, but you obviously used her a lot in relief. She pitched in just about every game this season. And Caitlin Greiner, a sophomore, actually got more starts. Hayden's numbers were a lot better than her. So now, how much does that change your approach for pitching next year with Greiner coming back as your dominant starter?
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin definitely will be our main pitcher next year. We're working with a JV pitcher now that hopefully will, an Aubrey Goodwin, who dressed varsity for us this year, but pitched most of our JV innings this year. So hopefully she gained a lot of experience because we're going to need her next year in varsity. We can't, I'm a firm believer in, unless you have a girl that's a Division I type of pitcher, which we face a few of those this year. I believe in multiple pitchers for at the high school level. So we're going to need Aubrey or somebody else to step up to help Caitlin out next year for sure.
What are Caitlin's strengths? What does she have to work on before next year comes?
I think just, I think with everybody that pitches is consistency. She's got really good movement in all of her pitches, especially her off-speed stuff, her drop. She's been working on a rise. She has a nice screwball that she's been working with as well. It's just becoming a little bit more consistent with them. She competes really hard every time she's on the mound, and that's one of the reasons I like putting her out there. She's very competitive. She's not afraid to take the ball and go after and, pitch against the Trainers, Missouri Valleys of the world. So just becoming a little bit more consistent, which she does. She works on softball all year long, and I have no doubt in my mind that she'll take the next step forward next year.
If I'm not mistaken, you're going to be seniorless next year unless somebody emerges or somebody comes out of nowhere and joins your club. So you're going to be, you're going to be, I mean, no juniors on the roster this year. So, I mean, that's, you're going to be young. What do you think about just the young talent and what they need to do to take their talents to another level?
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the, I guess, bright spots we had to figure out with some of the older girls deciding not to play, was that our younger girls did get a lot of opportunities to play this year, especially that sophomore turning junior class. You know, we mentioned Caitlin Greiner. She's been playing quite a bit since she was an eighth grader. Joanna Cook was somebody who really stepped up for us this year offensively. She's really improved from where she was as a freshman to a sophomore. I think she ended up with the second most hits on our team this year. Her hard work is really starting to pay off. And I think she's even set up for a bigger jump next year now that she's got some experience and varsity at bats under her belt.
Yeah. I mean, and just what can you say about what some of these, did you see progress from some of these young players? I mean, you mentioned Joanna Cook, only a sophomore, Reese Dittmer, a freshman, she had 236. So you hope those numbers, Joanna hit 257. Hopefully numbers that will go up next year. Jillian Budge, an eighth grader, hit 217. Again, not where you want them to be. Kendall Atanasio hit 239. You want to see them jump. You love to see 100 points, but you'd like to see going up. Did you see improvement throughout the year?
Oh, I did, for sure. I mean, like, if you just take Jillian Budge, for instance, as an eighth grader, I think she may have had one hit for us. On the varsity level, she played quite a bit of defense, but this is the first year she really was in the lineup hitting for us all year. And I expect her to take a big, real big jump. She's somebody that's working in the off season, doing lessons this year. I think we'll probably see that 100-point jump. At least that's what I'm hoping for. She's a hard worker and really dedicated to softball. And she got kind of thrown into a tough spot this year. She ended up playing shortstop for us. The entire year, she played shortstop every single inning for us. That's pretty tough for someone that's a freshman that hasn't played varsity before. So, and she did a really great job for us. So I'm excited about her progress. I mentioned Joanna. Reese is just a really good athlete. She's made it to track state. She does volleyball. She does cross country. She does soccer. She's just a really good athlete all the way around. And I'm excited to see what her growth is going to be as well. Kendall, you mentioned. She's somebody that I think with some off-season work will really take a big jump for us. If you look at their year last year's compared to this year, all of them did make a good jump. So I'm hoping that the hard work they put in this off-season, they'll make that same jump for us again next year.
So what's your biggest priority for this team in the off-season?
Offense. That's the biggest thing. I mean, I know just looking at our team stats, like we gave up 80 less runs this year than what we gave up last year. But our hitting was, we scored a little bit less runs and our average was probably about the same. But I just know looking back and going through some of the game stuff that we just couldn't always get the big hit. We were competitive in the games we were competitive in. We were in them and just couldn't always get that big hit. So I think really taking a lot, getting a lot of swings in the off season, gaining confidence with those younger girls, that's going to be big for us. So if we can score more runs next year, I'm confident in what Caitlin's going to do as our pitcher. Our defense improved a lot this year. And, with unfortunately, we're losing those three seniors, but we have everybody else back. So I think that's going to continue to improve. So that's if we just get the bats going, I'm excited about the direction we're going.
Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season. And best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it.
Chad Thomas, head coach for Tri-Center Softball, with us here on KSOM.